Are you ready? Okay. We call to order the meeting of Legacy Preparatory Academy Board of Directors. Today is May 21st, 2026, and it is 5:05 p.m. Present are John Cook. We'll go to a roll call.
Laura Murphy.
Amy Hinojosa.
Sandy McLeave.
Kim McVeigh.
Crystal Taylor.
Heidi Bowerly.
Brandy Evans.
And do we have to state Crystal, who's excused?
I'll go ahead and note it in the minutes. You can go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll move on to public comments. Do we have any at this time?
Nope. And we posted it on the website as well and sent it out in newsletters and didn't get any feedback.
Moving on to consent items. We need a motion to approve March 12th, 2026 board meeting and closed session minutes.
I motion to approve the March 12, 2026 board meeting and closed session minutes.
Give a second.
I'll second.
Awesome. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Oh, I have an objection. I'm looking at the minutes, and under the calendar item, it says everyone voted unanimous. David and I abstained from voting.
Oh, thank you for that catch.
We did not vote in favor of the calendar.
Let me look here and I can adjust that. Okay. Do you want to call for a new motion, John, and I'll make that adjustment on the votes?
Yeah, we will need a new motion to make adjustments to those meeting minutes as described.
I motion to make adjustments, an adjustment to the meeting minutes as described from March 12, 2026.
Awesome. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, great. All right. So for our voting and discussion items today, we'll start with the award request for general contractor. Brandy, are you reviewing that or Laura?
I can. Lee sent us his kind of thoughts on what he wanted to do. So Lee, Laura, and I met with Kirk, and the building principals administration were kind of involved in this conversation as well. So we had three companies apply for this project. After reviewing experiences and cost, we awarded or would like to award the contract to Point Load Construction. They have sent in their fee. Lee and Laura's recommendation, I think, was to have the board approve with a not to exceed amount with maybe like a 10 to 15% contingency. I'm trying to pull up Lee's email. I can't. Laura, do you remember? I think he said 10%.
I think it was said it was 15%, but I'm good with 10 or 15, whichever.
They have a contingency in this budget. But because this is going to need, we're moving pretty quickly. If we get approval tonight, they will start packing up the office tomorrow because construction will start next week. So that way we can just keep things going. Give me 1 second. These emails are pulling up.
It's 10%, Brandy.
10. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
I did not review Lee's email before this. Sorry.
Oh, he just said he couldn't make it and he recommends going with Point Load with the 10% contingency.
Okay, any questions? Okay. We will need a motion to approve the What was the company's name again?
Point Load Construction.
To approve the contract for Point Load Construction. Do we have a motion to do that?
I'll make a motion to approve the quote from Point Load and with the 10% described by Brandy.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Perfect. Okay. Our next item is the common lit invoice. Do we need to review that one as well?
It's just the amount. So common lit is something we use for all of our grades. They have a Pro Plus version that we originally had reached out to them, so it will allow they will likely use this from 6th to 9th grade. Depending on how that goes this year, we will roll that out to some younger grades. So what that is we can put tests in and kind of see where our holes are and where we need to ad make adjustments with literacy. But we use Common Lit. The reason this is so high is if we pay for 5 years in advance, we get a $5,000 discount. So I've talked to Kim. We could fit that in the budget. So we'd like to just lock in that lower price, and this will pay us through the next 5 years. Not new curriculum, something we've already used.
Total looks like it's 29,250. Is that right?
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay. Any motion to approve that invoice?
I make a motion to approve the invoice for Common Lit.
Okay, in a second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, great. On.
Oh, so sorry.
Next item. Oh,
Sorry,
sorry.
I just the agenda was jumping on the screen, so there we go.
It's okay. I kept trying to flip back to one on my screen. No worries. Okay, the last voting item is the fee schedule and fee. Oh, are we vote? Is this both for the fee schedule and fee waiver?
You know, we usually pair them together just because of that it's together, but there's no changes to anything. You guys approved your fees policy a few months ago, but we just like to put them together for comment and approval for consistency for families.
Yeah, no changes to the policy. The only update we've made since our last meeting is going over some more budget numbers. The ballroom team was about $2,500 in the hole this year, so we've adjusted their fee up a bit to help cover that. So their fee will be $500 to the school, up to $644 with third party things that they'll need to buy with shoes and leotards and things like that. So we made an adjustment there. Previously, we had said their fee would be $430, so it's a little just a bit of an increase to help cover some of that. The biggest thing is their travel. Out of state to that out of state competition. It's pretty pricey with the hotels and the buses. They are looking at some options this year to see if there are other local competitions or other things that they might do just performance based that maybe we could look to get rid of one of that or the other. But it's an expensive competition, so that's where we piped that into. But everything else is the same from what we discussed last month.
And just on ballroom, it's like a year-long commitment, right? So that's like they're
Yeah.
500 for the year. Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Full year.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we need a motion to approve the fee schedule and fee waiver policy.
I motion to approve the fee schedule for 2026-2027 school year and the fee waiver policy.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Sweet. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Oppose.
Okay. That's 3-3 approved, 1 opposed. That motion moves forward. Our next calendaring, our next board meeting is set for June 18th, 2026. Anything else we need to cover, Crystal?
That you guys got it. Thanks for your patience with
Okay.
computer today.
Then we need a motion to adjourn our board meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
And we have a second.
A second.
Yeah, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it is 5:16 and our board meeting is now adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Good
you.
Work,
Thanks,
guys. Made
everyone.
it
Thank
quick
you,
after a
Laura and
long
Amy,
day.
for today.
Thanks.
Have a good
Thanks,
night.
everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.